This recording, France 16, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So Sainte-Marthe-de-Touraine is a very small town close to a village. I think there are 3,000 people in this town. That is like 40 kilometers south of Tours, so that would be 35 miles, I guess. It's the capital of goat cheese in France, so I was raised with goats around, and that's pretty cool. I really like goats. I would like to have a goat as a pet later in my life. I would love that. So yeah, it's a small town. There is, so I went to kindergarten there. I went to elementary school and middle school, because there is no high school. It's too small to have a high school. So I went to high school in Tours. My parents still live there. They've been living there for more than 30 years now, because I have a big brother, who's turning 30 this year, and when he was born, my parents were already living there. And also my grandparents live there, so they've never left the area. And so it's a small town, but it's pretty active because it's at the intersection of two highways in France, so usually a lot of people stop there. In the summer, there are a lot of tourists from England or Holland, the Netherlands, or German tourists. So it's a boring town for youth. There are only two bars. So it's, yeah, pretty boring town. I know when I was in high school, my boyfriend at the time was living in the same town. And the only thing we would do was going to each, like, friends of the group and just drink at their place. There is a park too. So like in sunny afternoons, we would go there and hang out. But I was really like, yeah. I mean, as a kid, I was just following my parents everywhere they would go. And when I became a teenager, I was just, yeah, hanging out at my boyfriend's place or my friend's place. I have been to a few festivals in France, especially in Tours. There is a big techno scene with a lot of events. especially in the summer. So yeah, I've also been to Berlin, which is a big place for techno music too. So I've been to a very, what they call a legendary club. So I was really happy. And actually, I've been to one techno show in Detroit. That was not in Detroit, that was in Ferndale, so north of Detroit, yeah. close enough. And yeah, it's just really cool. I really like the spirit of that. Donc, en décembre dernier, j'ai fait des demandes pour des doctorats aux États-Unis. Donc j'ai fait des demandes à Brown University, à Northwestern et à University of Chicago et Johns Hopkins. Et j'ai été acceptée à Johns Hopkins, donc je vais déménager à Baltimore en août, au mois d'août. Et donc ça va être très intéressant pour moi d'être sur la côte est des États-Unis. Ça va être très différent du Midwest du Michigan. Et j'ai vraiment hâte d'aller vivre là-bas pour découvrir la ville.